Mayor Jane, we've just had the meeting this morning of the affected ROs and workers. What did you take out from that meeting?
Derek, you could feel the pain in the room. Obviously, there's a lot of decisions that those people have to make. They've been given offers from Aurizon. They are now working through that, and obviously you could see that some of them are saying, well, that the packages just aren't going to cut it for them. So they have to decide whether they'll take their birds or whether they relocate. Some of them have family here. They have parents here who they're looking after. So they don't really have an option because they want to stay here and be their carer for their family or whatever. So basically, it's good to get people together, and it was fabulous today that we had the support of Mayor John Wharton from Richmond and also Mayor Greg Campbell from Cloncurry, so that people feel that there's a whole regional approach to this, because we're all involved, we're all affected. We then had an idea from John Wharton about the use of the road, because it seems that Aurizon and Glencore and Pacific National have sort of got this bit of a thing going on, and Glencore in particular, to put more of their produce on the road. Now, we need to stop that, because the railway line has been built specifically to cart high volume and high value product from the mine. So to the mine and back from the mine. Really need to, and it's not an attack on the trucking industry, but we just need to make sure that those produce, and especially the hazardous goods, they should not be on the road. They should be on the rail.
I've heard a figure quoted to me this morning of something like a $3 million value to the Huandan economy. Would you say that's a reasonable figure?
Yes. Because we're talking here, in our town, obviously, we have different levels of employment, and also, obviously, we have quite a bit of unemployment. So railway drivers and their families are probably in some of the better paid positions within this community. And they're also our best volunteers. They're locals.
Yes.
When ARG rationalised in 2014, they wanted locals. We just had a rationalisation back in 2014 where we lost 22 jobs out of the town. We lost the maintenance depot, as you heard about this morning.
Oh, right.
And so we lost 22 jobs out of the town then.
Yeah.
And they wanted 6 more train drivers back in the town, and they wanted locals.
Yeah.
That's what they got. Now they're asking the locals to decide to up and leave the town. They don't want to, so some of them will. And obviously that's probably a good decision for them. They have to make up their own minds.
Obviously Flinders Shire Council is looking at a number of other different avenues to diversify the economy. Where's the abattoir proposal at the moment?
The abattoir proposal had been just moving very slowly. And then we had a meeting on the 1st of September, which actually initiated a visit by myself and Rob Atkinson from North Beef to China. That was in late October. And since then, the proponents have been back here in Australia and having meetings in Canberra and Brisbane with Austrade, and also with putting their team together in Brisbane. And Rob and I and our CEO, Graham King, will be heading to Brisbane on Tuesday.
Okay.
So we'll be meeting with Mao Wang then, and also some of the Austrade people.
Yeah.
We know that they're in the process of putting their FIRB application in, so it is moving along, but once again, that's not something that's going to be shovel-ready until middle of next year and probably in production in 2018.
Okay.
And also we're pushing to do intensive irrigation on a block of land that we have here, and that we can actually try, and that can probably be pushed along a bit faster, because it's our land and we're looking for water surety though, so that's something that the state government can come in with, a water allocation out of the Flinders River, so that we can actually do a farm plan up, do a management plan, and have that ready for people to start irrigating mid next year.
Okay. And I understand there's also, is it not solar, is it wind, with some sort of
power? The wind lab, yes. Kennedy Energy Park. Mm-hmm. That's
It has a solar component as well.
Yes, it's $120 million, yeah. And it's solar, wind and battery.
Yes.
So it's the first one of its kind in Australia, and it will have turbines, the largest in the southern hemisphere. So not only will it help with renewable energy and pumping that back through the line towards Townsville, we will also have a lovely tourist attraction.
Okay.
So tourism's another huge one for us here. We're really pushing the boundaries, especially with having Porcupine Gorge. There's so much more we could be doing there. Of course, we have to work with national parks, but we would really love to see some more development up there. And also, we've just had an arts and cultural plan being worked on here in the town, and that gentleman has some fabulous ideas about bringing some more life into Huanan and some not very expensive ways of just promoting options around town and promoting our history, promoting our Indigenous history, promoting what we actually do here and the essence of life in the West.
Yes, so, and it just seemed to me a very strategically placed spot halfway between Isa and Townsville. It would seem to me to be a lot of other opportunities that potentially could come out of that.
Yes, the for us, we're at the crossroads of the Hand Highway and the Flinders Highway. Mm. And since this new council's been here, we've been able to actually get funding of between ourselves and Etheridge Shire and TMR of $50 million. It's a 3 to 4 year project.
Mm.
And then we need probably the same again to finish it. But you're right, we're on a crossroads. It's very rarely that a town that's situated on a crossroads doesn't have a benefit over other towns in the area. And we're really pushing for that. And also, of course, if we can get the Torrens Creek Aramac Road done, that will also assist. We've got lots of roads projects. We've got lots of ideas about how to promote our area. But this has been a real slug for our families and our community right on Christmas. And we feel for them, and our first priority is for the families. And that was what the meeting was about this morning. It was not an open community meeting. A lot of people are calling for that, but we have to be mindful that these people are having to make decisions, life-changing decisions.
Mayor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor, I'm going to turn this off, but I want to quit just for my file photos.